This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK. This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Well, the charity pork first is a boneless pork belly. And so I asked your butcher and he'd take the bone out of it and then the marinade is I've put in either dry white wine or sherry, or if you want to go authentic, use Chinese rice wine. I put a wee bit of rice wine vinegar in it, some honey, hoisin sauce, a bit of five spice, some sesame oil, and garlic and ginger, and then leave that to marinade for a day, in the fridge.
Day.
Yeah, give it a day. And then take it out, and you know that far and distant day where we barbecue, this would be great for the barbecue. So pat it dry, and this has got, so you have to remember, this has been slightly cured because it's got the vinegar and it's got the, the sugar or the honey in it, and then just into a nice hot pan, and then all the juices, as you can see, are quite watery. The marinade is quite watery, so boil it down.
Oh.
Right, so we get a really good thick sauce then. So that's what, that's when you take it out of the marinade, it's really, really, watery. But boil it down to this level and have a smell of that. So it's lovely. Lovely. And then just when you seal your pork off and got it nice and golden, put that into the oven and keep brushing it in a relatively hot oven, keep brushing it with this marinade, and then when that's done, when it's all your marinade's gone, a bit of water at the bottom of the pan, and cover it with tin foil and leave it until it's nice and tender. And
the secret is pat that dry, because that
really
means
pat
you
it
don't.
And then if you get that lovely seal on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that's then cook it in the oven, look, and then that's what it turns into, so it's nice and. Let you try a wee bit of
that golden colour.
And you get this beautiful sauce.
Brown.
Beautiful sauce that comes out of it, right? So that's done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then this in here, to start off our whole big hot potty potato and cabbage thing, it's good, isn't it? This is, if you try a wee bit of that, I found this, tried this week. It's turf smoked bacon. What you smell it?
Turf
smoked bacon from.
Oh, yeah!
Right, now taste it. Isn't it lovely? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like licking the fire.
Yeah, it's from
in the neck. I mean, not licking the fire.
No.
And don't do that at home, kids.
Don't try licking
please
the fire.
Please don't
oh,
do that
no,
at home.
No, definitely not.
But it is like
it's
sitting in front of a big curve fire.
It gives the whole dirt. You could use smoked bacon, but this, I think, just gives it a lovely authentic Irish,
mm-hmm.
lovely, sitting around the turf fire on a Sunday afternoon.
I can think of a wee bottle of whiskey.
Yes.
Will actually go with that?
Uh-huh, yeah, I know.
Very well,
I think,
but not at this time of morning. And you don't need drink to enjoy yourself as well.
You don't, no.
So,
onion and bacon to start off. Then put our charred stew into that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lovely juices that come out of that, because you can sort of see them there. It's nearly like a jelly.
It is
and
like a jelly.
Yeah, and that's just, that. Put that all in. Wee bit more soy, water, and some spuds. Okay.
So where do the spuds come from then? So you've boiled the spuds already?
No, they're all in. Then you just put the spuds in, raw spuds, cover it with water, and then the starch from the potatoes thicken the sauce. And this is it finished, Now, the only thing I did put into it, so this is the cabbage element, pak choy, and this is actually grown here.
Uh-huh.
So I was just to buy this Nation supermarket and think it came from Clochmill.
Exotic,
or came from
far
I obviously thought it came from, Hong Kong. It actually comes from Garryford. But there you are. So it's cut it in half and take the root out and shred that bottom bit, and that goes in first, give that 5 minutes, and then put in the leaves, John, like spinach, and we'll just...
So they just keep wilted.
Yeah, that's it, and then some nice bit of scallion in that as well, just at the very end, and look, that's it finished now, so I'll let you try a wee bit of this, but it's... You've got the bacon and you've got the char siu, so it's two types of pork. But I sort of thought, whenever you get special fried rice,
yeah,
it always has bits of bacon in it, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That kind of.
And you could put some peas in this too, if it would be really authentic. But the great thing about this is the potatoes soak up all the flavour, and it's not, it's not overly spiced. It's just nice, gentle.
It's aromatic.
Yeah, that's it.
Aromatic spuds.
Yep.
Who knew?
Who knew? Sure.
That is delicious.
Yeah. And why not? Why would you not?
We need a new word for this.
No.
Unearned Asian fusion thing.
Yeah. Please text us on 81771. There's 18 minutes left on the program.
Amazing.
Amazing. There's bound to be something. Yeah. Somebody out there sitting at home waiting for their child to come out of dancing or football or whatever it is will come up with something and text us in 81771. That's delicious.
Yep.
Rest on the website, bbc.co.uk. Go to the John Toll Show page. And we will, if you give us a call here actually on 03030805555, we will send you out a little sheet for your very own self.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.